Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. In today's solo cast, I'll be going into the exercises that we perform in Lesson 1 of the Path of Recovery, specifically admission, and what this entails and how this begins the conversation. Please join me in today's solo cast. Send me any questions you have. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings. Thanks for joining me here today on the podcast. I appreciate your time and interest. And in today's episode, I'm going to be starting right at the beginning and taking a little bit of a deep dive into Lesson 1 of the Sober Shaman's Path of Recovery. And one of the things about Lesson 1 entitled Admission is that it gets pretty messy pretty fast, in the sense that the simple exercise that I ask my participants to do is to admit, to say the words, "Hi, my name is, and I am an addict and or an alcoholic," whatever, you know, that statement, however it works for you. And the feedback I get is all over the place. Very commonly, one of the things that is said to me is, "Randy, what are you doing to me here? One of the reasons why I'm doing your program is because I don't have to say that. I don't have to walk into, you know," this comes from the traditional 12-step meetings. And this is one of the things, if you don't know it already, is you say this statement, "Hi, my name is," and you know, there is a power here. And for me, and for the point of this lesson, is that it's not about doing it the correct way. So what is the point? The point is that it is twofold. Number one, it allows me, you, us to establish a little more clearly right from the get-go, right from lesson one, exactly where we are. And it begins the conversation into the second thing, which is, what are your beliefs? Because it's my belief, and I like saying this in the groups that I do, especially if it's a very expensive addiction treatment center. "Hey, psst, shh, we're not really addicted to drugs or alcohol or your action of choice. That's not what we're addicted to. We're addicted to a belief underneath these outward actions of the addiction is this sticky belief that psychology calls a core belief, a limiting core belief, which is absolutely at the core of the addiction. And for me, this is even stickier than letting go of whatever or substance or behavior we're doing. Dissolving this belief, looking at this belief, healing this belief, seeing this belief for the lie that it is, and the only reason why it exists is because we prove it to be true through the cycle of addiction. It's a little bit of a paradox there going on. This is the discussion that we jump into right from that one statement. "Hi, my name's Randy. I'm an alcoholic and an addict. How's that feel? What comes up for you? Is it true? Is it not true? Are they both true at the same time, being true and not true at the same time? Randy, I don't like saying it because it feels like I'm reinforcing being an addict, and I don't want to do that. So I don't want to do that. Okay, let's go into that. Randy, there's something about this that it just, I feel like, wow, it just really brings it home and it makes it clearer. And by me saying that statement, there's a truth to it that I've never admitted before in my life. Okay, let's go into that. Either way, we get into a discussion right off the bat that goes into the core of what the addiction is going to be about. Whether it's we are going to bump up against denial or we are going to allow the process of surrender to unfold quickly, slowly, however it does for you. So in this one statement, as I said earlier, what I love about it is that it begins the conversation. I don't have a right or wrong way of doing this exercise. There's no way to do this exercise, as well as just about all the exercises in the Sober Shaman's Path of Recovery. It is what it is. It's a statement of exactly where you are. And from there, we can begin examining, investigating what needs to be held on to, what needs to be let go of. Yin, yang, both are true at the same time. And this, the paradox that both can be true at the same time, both can be held true at the same time. Often, this simple idea, yet difficult to carry through for many, many people, myself included in the beginning, it's not yin or yang, and it's not even yin and yang, it's yin-yang. These are two halves of a whole. And so holding truths that are polar opposites, yet two halves of the same whole at the same time in a single brain, in a single perspective, is wonderful and causes all kinds of complications right off the bat. So for people starting their path in recovery, I find that doing this simple yet very powerful statement, this exercise of, hi, my name is Randy and I'm an alcoholic and an addict. When I tune in and I listen, I get a different answer every time. And that's one of the beauties of having a program that is 52 lessons, one lesson per week for an entire year. And when I restart the program, whether it's at the beginning of the year or whether it's with a new client, picking it up wherever, at whatever point in the year they're doing it, I have to re-examine where I am, and I come up with a different answer all the time, even after almost 30 years of successful, continuous sobriety, because there's more layers, and we will talk about that later. Let's not get overwhelming when we're on lesson one. Starting at the beginning the conversation. This is not about doing it wrong, doing it right. This method is better than that method. Sure, many people who are taking this program, who have worked with me, it's pretty 50-50, quite honestly, whether they have done traditional 12-step programs or have rejected traditional 12-step programs. There's power in this statement. There's wisdom in this statement. And by wisdom, I don't mean just wisdom that is waiting for you to come from the outside in the form of somebody telling you. That's one of the inherent beauties of this program that I do, because you experience it for yourself. In this lesson, what does saying that statement feel like in your body? Where do you feel it? How you feel it? We begin to listen, especially because, as you know, in addiction, in the act of addiction, listening, subtle listening, gets crushed by the overwhelming act of addiction wheel just going round and round, seeking its next step into perpetuation. So throwing this monkey wrench into that wheel, do the exercise. Allow yourself to follow along as we relax, as we breathe, as we tune in. It's not just saying that statement. There's a whole process to it. Listening. What comes up for you? And from there, we can begin an honest investigation. And from there, gain clarity once again into exactly where we are right now. What are we dealing with? And what needs to be let go of? What needs to be held on to? What is really sticking? Grant, I can't believe this. You made me say that. The whole point is that I didn't want to say that. Exactly. What is that all about? What is the adherence? And chances are this will go to opening doors to deeper levels of exactly the beliefs that lie at the core of the addiction. The I am statements. Hi, my name's Randy, and I am an alcoholic and an addict. Well, that immediately conjures up the stories, right? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean in the past? What does it mean going forward? What is that? What is the adherence of the I am, that whole thing? Parsing this out, getting clearer, because both are true at the same time. Maybe that whole statement needs to be let go of. Maybe that's part of the surrender for you in this process at this time for right now. That will reveal something new. It doesn't mean that it's gone forever. And it doesn't mean that surrender will be gone forever. It's not a do it once and then it's over kind of thing. We replace the cycle of addiction with a cycle of health, a cycle of recovery, that as we go around and around this new cycle, it's a cycle of manifestation. And instead of manifesting the same old predictable, addiction is predictable, you are unique, is that sober shaman statement that I will be saying over and over and over again. There's that paradox. When we are in our active addiction, we are completely and totally 100% predictable. For me, here on the outside looking in, like, oh, Randy, how did you know that about me? It's like, there's nothing really special here. It's completely predictable. We know exactly what's going to happen in the next moment, because that's what addiction does. And at the same time, You are completely unique and will have certain aspects of your recovery that will be uncovered, maybe surrendered into, and that's how they get uncovered, that are completely your uniqueness and how you express your authenticity. Both of these things are true at the same time. And that's, for me, what a joy to get to be able to journey with someone on this path and get to see the light bulbs go off, to get to see the weight lifted off the shoulders when an individual, whether it's one-on-one or in a group, has that moment. And this is one of the beauties right off the bat we get to do, and the way we get to do it, empowerment. Nobody can do these things for you. And to be able to have a path in front of us, how important is that, right? Where the Joseph Campbell statement, I'm going to mess it up, right? You do not have to explore the labyrinth alone. The hero of all time has gone before. It's well known. It's been done. It just feels like when we're doing it, it's being done for the first time, because it is. We are doing it for ourselves for that first time. So if you've done this lesson, let me know how it lands with you. If you have opinions one way or the other, traditionally saying it in the 12-step model and why you believe what you believe about it, or if you've rejected it because of the traditional models, let me know that too. It's a beautiful thing. And again, a statement of where you are right now in the cycle of addiction and or in the cycle of recovery. Because they're cycles, perpetuating themselves one way or the other. So let's shift out of that addiction and into the manifestation, into the next rounds of recovery, whatever they might be and whatever's waiting for us. Thanks for listening and or watching this episode of the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we go into lesson one, admission from the path of recovery, and some of the benefits that await us there. Please, wherever you're listening and or watching, give a thumbs up, a like, leave a review, send a comment. I greatly appreciate it. Till next time, blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.